This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 12 September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and pleasant afternoon across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, making it a great day to be outside. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, while Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, Eilut remains sunny and warm. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, I-24 News reports that Chinese satellite images aided an Iranian strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan. Also, Ma'ariv highlights India's diplomatic balancing act between Israel, Iran, China, and the West as the BRICS summit unfolds. Also this hour, Israel Hayom shares that a senior Iranian official has low expectations for an agreement in the upcoming meeting with Gulf states. Separately, JNS reports that the IDF and Shin Bet have killed the head of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade, along with two others. And finally, Jerusalem Post reveals that Iran used Chinese-sourced satellite images to target U.S. bases, killing three U.S. servicemen. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Burmawi, writing an hour ago, warns that Americans should not reduce the Islamic threat to terrorism alone. He emphasizes the broader implications, often overlooked. Al Arabiya English, posting around the same time, raises awareness about ongoing regional developments. Rachel Moisel, sharing her thoughts 3 hours ago, reflects on the youthfulness of those involved in past heroic acts, noting the perspective change over time. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the report from I-24 News, Chinese satellite imagery reportedly facilitated Iran's precision strike on U.S. troops in Jordan. The use of such technology highlights the deepening military cooperation between Iran and China. This incident could strain U.S.-China relations further, impacting regional stability. Turning to the diplomatic front, Ma'ariv discusses India's careful navigation between major global powers. As the BRICS summit continues, India's relations with Iran, Russia, China, and the West are in focus. This balancing act is crucial for India's international standing and economic ties. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports that prospects for a breakthrough in the upcoming Iran-Gulf States meeting seem bleak. The discussions in Oman will cover crucial topics like the Strait of Hormuz. The low expectations reflect ongoing tensions and the complexity of regional diplomacy. In a related development, JNS reveals the successful targeting of a key Hamas leader by Israeli forces. This operation follows recent escalations and aims to weaken Hamas's military capabilities. Such actions underscore Israel's ongoing security challenges and efforts to maintain deterrence. Finally, the Jerusalem Post's revelation about Iran's use of Chinese satellite data to hit U.S. bases further complicates international relations. This intelligence sharing between Iran and China raises concerns about future threats and the geopolitical balance in the Middle East. On the economic front, first, Ma'ariv Business highlights the impressive performance of the Volkswagen Golf GTI, celebrating 50 years of innovation in the automotive industry. Separately, Globes reports that Tel Aviv leads in home sales for the May to July period, with a significant portion of these being new apartments. And finally, Ktech announces that Kiteworks has acquired Israeli startup Bonfi AI, integrating its technology to enhance data management and security. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.